Are winter illnesses keeping you or your family from work, school, or play? When fever, cough, or body aches strike, don't wait it out. At Same Day Health and Imaging, we're here for you 7 days a week offering quick, compassionate care. Illnesses don't follow a schedule, but our extended and weekend hours have you covered. Same Day Health and Imaging, located at 1470 Sugarland Drive between Walmart and Wygen. Walk-ins welcome or schedule an appointment. Visit SheridanSameDay.org to learn more.
This announcement is brought to you by Farmers Co-op, your farm and ranch supply store on Coffeen Avenue.
March brings longer days, fresh air, and new opportunities to make a difference. At CHAPS Equine Assisted Services, hope grows every day. One connection, one smile, one brave step at a time. Our volunteers support children, adults, and veterans as they build confidence and strength through the healing power of horses. You don't need experience, just a caring heart and a desire to lift someone up. This season, be part of something powerful. Reach out to Lou at volunteercoordinator@chapsyo.org and take the first step. Together, we can help hope bloom across our community.
Izzy,
Alexa,
Sunshine,
Dorothy,
good girl, MAGA,
B2, come on everybody, let's herd up.
Okay, ladies, there's a lot of people counting on you, so let's get out there and have some calves.
We're back with round two of Shorty's Countdown to Calving. There are 9 chances for you to pick the date you think each cow will have her calf. If you pick the right date, you could win a $50 prize. Play round two of Shorty's Countdown to Calving on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, March 5th, and from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting. And this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan County YMCA Sports Director Jake Mack and After School and Day Camp Director Molly Morgan. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Floyd.
Now, we're just going to get to know you real quick. Usually, Liz is in here. She's doing a little bit of lobbying in D.C. right now. And we wish her the best. I'm sure she's probably listening or going to listen to this online. So no pressure, guys. The boss's ear is out there. Now, real quick, Jake, how long have you been with the Y?
So I took the position of sports director last July. So I'll be coming up on a year here in 4 more months. So
wow. Does it feel like a year?
No. It's gone by quick. I can't even put a time frame on it. It's just great.
What took you down there initially?
I was just looking for a change. So by trade, I'm a hockey coach. I spent over 2 decades coaching ice hockey in various locations around the U.S. And when I saw an opportunity to work with kids in youth sports, I was like, yeah. It's kind of my calling. So
what is your favorite aspect of your job?
So from the coaching side is really where it goes. Working with these kids, I think my favorite thing is when you're working with these kids and you're teaching them sport, those aha moments when the light bulb comes on.
Yeah.
You're trying to show them, they don't get it. They're frustrated. And then all of a sudden the light bulb comes on and poof, I got it. And they're so excited. They're so pumped and I'm happy to celebrate their wins with them. So
the light, you know, watching that light hit, gosh, that's pretty amazing. Well, we're going to come on over here to you, Molly. How long have you been with the Y?
So April will be my 1 year mark. So I've been at the Y almost a year.
And what took you down there?
I was a nurse for 10 years and went to college here at Sheridan. My family's been here for almost 20 years and moved back from Oregon about 2 years ago and just wanted to change career paths and do something that felt as fulfilling.
Yeah. Wow. A nurse. That's fantastic. What part of Oregon was it?
I was in Medford, so kind of the southern area. Actually, Jake is also up there.
I was there for about 10 years, and we connected and found that when we were at the Y, we were both out in the same neck of the woods.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it was very cool.
I got family in Baker City.
Oh, do you?
I got a lot of family in Baker City.
Love
went to a lot of my primary school down there. Now, if you were to sit back and say, my favorite part of my position is...
Man, I think it's building those connections with the kids. So I see kind of like a full circle moment because I run after school. So I get them through the school year. And then during camp, I have so many kids that come join me for the full summer. And then some of them come back and work and volunteer, and I get to see them as they grow. So that's been really nice to see over the last year.
Liz has been there for so long. She often talks about, the kids bringing their kids.
Yeah.
Now. And are you looking forward to something like that in the future?
I am, because I get to see them in the preschool. Yeah. And then I get to see them when they come to me, their first year of kindergarten, and then through fifth grade. And then when they come to volunteer when they're teenagers and come and work with me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that, like, full growth into their adulthood.
Yeah. And that's, watching the Y programs really, I don't want to say influence, but help through the development of teamwork and good sportsmanship. I'm often talking about how I feel that things may have gone differently for me if I was more involved in that stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we just weren't, and I really appreciate those who work with kids nowadays. There's a lot more programs than there used to be and a lot more activity at the Y. And I'm not talking this one specifically, but the Y in general around the countries, about getting the kids involved, get on that team. Get out there and learn these principles. And I think that's very influential in decisions that they make later on in life and how they treat people.
It's huge. It's a privilege to get to influence them in their lives and feel like you're making that difference. I see it in my staff as well through working with them. That's a huge reason why they stay year after year and through camp season after camp season, is because they've invested in these kids and they want to see their growth. And a lot of them say, the reason we stay is because we want to see them as they're developing in life and they're growing, and we want to form those connections, and they have such a strong bond with them.
And I think, we were all kids. We all have those people in our lives that really influenced us and helped us through maybe a challenge or helped us through a few different challenges as we grew up. I mean, the power of being a coach, Jake, that's something that you know very well.
I directly on that point quick, I still have a young man that I coached while I was out there in Oregon. He got an appointment to West Point, and
that's fantastic.
They asked him to play hockey, and he says, coach, and he still calls me coach. He says, as hard as you think it might be at West Point, triple it. So no, I'm going to focus on what I'm doing school wise here at West Point, because that's my ultimate dream instead of playing hockey. But family still calls me and hey, coach. And so it's awesome. Like to have, he's like, you taught me how to be a leader. Like almost brought me to tears when he said it. He's like, absolutely. I just want to thank you because you taught me how to be a leader. I was like, thanks, kid.
And it's lifelong. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is truly lifelong. I still talk about my DARE officer, for goodness sake, from when I was like 9, 10 years old. And what a great person he was. What a strong individual. And how influential he was in my life going forward. All right. Now, I promise we're going to talk about some programs. Jake, what does this year's spring soccer season look like at the YMCA for kids? And we're talking kindergarten through eighth grade. Right?
Kindergarten through eighth grade. Yep. So we pair them together. Kindergarten and first graders are together. They'll be down at the Y proper on the green space next to the Aquatic Center. All other grades will be up at Blacktooth Fields. I did implement a little bit of a change up on them last year, and it went over just absolutely swimmingly. The feedback I got was amazing. So what I did, I saw our basketball is separated, boys and girls, at the second and third grade level. I implemented it at soccer, and I was noticing myself, my own experience before I was at the Y, a lot of our girls got out there. The boys are playing a different game. It's not malice. It's not anything. We just want to go fast and kick the ball hard. So a lot of those girls were getting gun shy or scared out on the field at a certain point, standing on some grass. They weren't involved.
Mm-hmm.
I made that switch last year, and I watched these girls blossom. Instead of trying to defer and kick the ball to a boy every time, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah.
So they're actually growing as players. And it was absolutely amazing. I'm keeping that in place for this spring season. I'd love to do it at the fourth and fifth grade level too. And it's from a point for me in having a daughter, and I didn't think about these things many years ago. The girls can play with the boys. That's not where this is at. It's, they shouldn't have to. Give them their own space to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, girls are awesome. So all the parents were like, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. My daughter grew as a player. One girl was a very good player who probably would have beat a lot of the boys. I mean, even her parents were like, she grew as a player. She grew as a teammate. She grew as a leader. because she's out there with her peers. So I thought it was a great change. I'd love to get as many registrations as I can for it. Right now we're sitting around 200. I'm shooting for the moon. I'd love to see 400. And that's part of coming on here. Get the word out. Get your kids registered. We go till the 27th of March. Let them sign up. Let them come play. Get them off the couch. Have them be active. And it doesn't look like we're going to get winter. So
yeah, might be playing.
We're going to have great weather for soccer in the spring.
Now, if you look at it, what kinds of skills and values have you seen these kids kind of gain from participating in Y soccer programs? Like
this? You have team building, which is one, and I don't care what facet of the world you're in. We all work in some system of a team. You have a support system there, and by building others up, you're also strengthening yourself. So kindness, respect, fair play, all those things go in on that. And just the social interaction of learning to interact with your peers in a kind way. It doesn't matter if they're good, they're bad. One of those things, the best players in the world are the ones who make those around them better. So if you are a higher end player, you can improve your own skills by making those kids better. And you know what? If you're maybe not a high end player, that's okay too, because you don't want to peak at 10 years old. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So you can build skills. And even if it's not something you're aiming to do professionally, just the opportunities it opens up as you get older to build a peer group, to learn to interact in things. It's okay to be a little uncomfortable. Get out there. And that's how you build yourself as a person too, overcoming adversity. Like, oh, I'm not great at kicking a ball. I always say the power of yet. You're not great at it yet. So it also teaches you a little perseverance and work ethic. So when you're out there, just give it your all. That's all I ask any kids. You don't have to be a champion. You just have to work your hardest when you're out there, because that's how you improve.
And there are so many soccer programs at colleges.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back to school, taking photographs, I was out there on the soccer field quite a bit. And a lot of those girls that were out there were there to play soccer. And I didn't even know that there were scholarship programs attached to soccer in Wyoming. But there sure are.
Yep.
And a lot of these girls had come from other locations in the United States and came there to do that. And I thought that was absolutely amazing. I didn't know that there were soccer programs. So, folks, you know, if you got a player and they're looking for college eventually, which most of us are, especially as parents, we kind of push that, but this could be an opportunity. Now, you're also looking for volunteer referees. This is something that I've talked to Liz about, I've talked to Owen about, I've talked to a lot of individuals. If there's no refs,
there's no games. Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to be experienced. You don't even have to be a soccer person for it. It's, but this I will dial back. I'm trying to paint a line of like, why sports aren't kitschy, cartoony sports. We're real sports over here too. We're going to go hard. We're going to compete. That being said, they're still young kids.
Yeah.
And it's base soccer rules for what they're doing. We don't play off sides. It's not, you know, for all the marbles. It's keeping kids in line as far as like, hey, don't kick them. Like, that's inappropriate. And just good sportsmanship, playing the game, handballs, the ball goes, you know, outside the lines. Whistle it down. It's kind of shepherding the kids as they go along as well. It's herding the cats, if you will. Kindergarten, first grade, that's parent coach, parent ref as they play their games. But as we break up to second grade above up at Blacktooth, that's where I need the referees. And again, you don't have to be an expert. You just have to have a willingness to show up, enjoy yourself, put on a smile, help the kids and be outside, enjoy life.
Yeah.
People can only do one day a week. That's okay. It's wherever people can fit in, I'll take them and we'll utilize them. And that's our mantra at the Y. Like, that's a lot of our volunteerism, and that dovetails back to also, I can keep the cost down. Mm-hmm. I don't have to charge you $4,000 for a season to come and play Y soccer. If you're just doing it as a recreational thing, if you're a hardline player and maybe club is a direction you're looking, good for you. That's great. But keeping things affordable so everyone can be involved is where we're at. And volunteer refs and coaches helps facilitate that.
Someone out there, maybe you struck a chord with somebody and they're like, you know what, I'm finally going to do it this year. I'm going to get involved. What do they need to do?
So for procedures we have at the Y now, you'll need to come down and fill out a registered volunteer form and it'll push step through there. I don't think we have to do a full on background check, but we have some changes at the Y with our liabilities and stuff. So we make sure we're keeping our kids safe. So we don't have anybody out there that shouldn't be around these kids. The biggest first step is reach out to the Y and we'll start getting you the information you need to be able to give back.
Great way to get involved, folks. All right, moving on down to the itty bitty T-ball program. This is also coming up.
It's the best thing ever. The littles are so much fun out there because they don't care. They just want to play. So itty bitty T-ball, kids 4 and 5, so not in kindergarten yet, come down. Gross motor skills. We're starting with the basics. Nobody's going to the majors. No scholarships are being given on this. Everybody plays. You bat every inning. You're in the field every inning. Teaching the core skills of baseball: catching, throwing, hitting, running the bases, being coachable, paying attention, which is their least strong suit usually because they're all over and they're awesome. But it's just a good time. Same thing. I need coaches. So if you're signing your kid up and you want to coach, that would be fantastic. I also implemented my coaches for our Y sports. If you complete the season in good standing, what I mean by that is you show up, you do a good job, you're positive, you're reliable, all those things, I will issue them a free registration for their next sports program if they complete the season in good standing. And that's my way of telling them, like, hey, your time is worth something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to outright pay you a salary for doing this, but it's the least little give back we can show for our people that are coming down and helping coach and facilitate these sports.
Well, that's a fantastic incentive to get on down there. I mean, and most of the time you see the people that are out there, they really want to be there. Yeah. And so this is just kind of an extra little, here's the cherry on top.
Yep. And some people take it. Some people don't. Some people say, no, just keep it. It's fine. I'm here to support the Y, which we love those people too. But I just want that out there because life is busy, right? So, and it's a commitment.
Time is one of the most valuable things that we have. And folks, if you can give that to some kids, that's extremely admirable. On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County YMCA right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ready to level up your career?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, our people are our greatest strength, and we're hiring full and part-time tellers to join our team.
Enjoy great pay, outstanding benefits, and a culture that empowers and supports you every step of the way.
Because at First Federal, we invest in you with the tools, training, and opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Take the next step at eFirstFederal.bank and discover a career that truly invests in you.
First Federal Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer.
To really enjoy Wyoming's outdoors, it helps to have skills. If you, your family, or 12 to 15-year-old wants to learn hunting, fishing, and outdoor skills, consider one of the camps offered by the Wyoming Game and Fish this summer. Applications for 2026 camps are on the Game and Fish website beginning January 1st. Learn the basics of hunting, fishing, and the outdoors in the midst of spectacular scenery. There's youth camps, camps for women, and camps for families. The Game and Fish website has details. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
In Wyoming, trust isn't given, it's earned. At Midas Tire and Auto, you'll find trusted hometown service backed by ASE-certified technicians who do the job right. From brakes, alignments, and suspension work to engine diagnostics, starters, exhaust systems, batteries, oil changes, cooling systems, tires, and fluids, Midas will fix it right the first time with thorough inspections and straight answers. Save $100 off a set of 4 select tires through March. Midas Tire and Auto. Friendly, thorough, trusted.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising. But the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it and we'll stand behind it after the sale. Because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
Let this be the day that I learn the secret. A family that lives forever. A spring that stops the clock. Imagine the price the world would pay for a single drop.
Winnie Foster, imagine it. No growing up, no goodbyes. Just every tomorrow you could ever dream of.
But Jesse...
Find out what happens when time stands still. Tongue River High School presents Tuck Everlasting.
Performing March 12th, 13th, and 14th at 6 p.m. in the Tongue River High School Auditorium.
Grab your tickets at the Tongue River High School office or through the TRHS website.
Don't fear death, fear an unlived life.
Tuck Everlasting is presented by arrangement with Concord Theatricals. Book by Claudia Shear and Tim Federle. Music by Chris Miller. Lyrics by Nathan Tyson. Based on the novel Tuck Everlasting by Natalie Babbitt.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And this morning, we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Sports Director, Jake Mack, and after school and day camp director, Molly Morgan. All right, Molly, summer's morning. Not too far away, my friend. It's, you know, in some ways, maybe it never even left us. So when will registration open for our YMCA summer camps?
Yeah, registration for summer camps are going to open for members April 11th at 8 a.m. And then for non-members, they'll open April 15th at 8 a.m.
All right. Now, what types of camps are going to be available for kids during June through August camp season? And here's the deal. I talk to Liz about this every year. Holy cow. Your camps are constantly expanding.
They are.
Every interest a kid could have, and I say that now, but another camp's going to pop up and surprise me. Mm-hmm. Seems to be offered down there.
Yeah. So we actually have worked on expanding our number of weeks this summer. We've committed to 12 weeks of summer. So we're having full summer camps every week. And some of the ones that we're going to do, so we're doing sports, arts, and specialty camps. So all of Jake's wonderful camps, track and field, basketball, soccer. Jake just started a new one. That's Healthy Mind, Body, and Spirit. Volleyball, lacrosse, Dungeons and Dragons, science camp, arts and theater. Sage is also going to be pairing with us. So they have also committed to 12 weeks of summer.
That's fantastic.
Which is really great. And then sports and aquatics are also going to be one that we're going to offer. So hopefully we can get in the pool some this year and really do some fun things. And then for day camp, the ones that I'm going to be directing specifically, we're offering backyard camp, which will be on the Y campus, kind of at the hub of the old K-Life building. We're naming it the Outpost.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
Going to be its new name. And then we'll also have day camps, traditional camps, like at Paulson Griffith or the Thorn Rider camp up in Story.
I always loved the idea of like sports camps because it's like what we used to call clinics in the service, where you take a subject, you focus specifically on that subject. We're going to start with the fundamentals that you think you know, and then you're going to relearn all the fundamentals, and then we're going to get into some more advanced stuff. And I always felt so good coming out of there, much more confidence in what I was doing. Jake, what's your busiest sports camp?
Man, I don't know that any one is necessarily more busy than the other. They all seem to have some popularity. One change this year, I'm pretty excited about our basketball camp. We are going to do in-house. So Sergio Troja down there, who played professional basketball. So that's my boss. He's awesome. He's going to lead the charge on our basketball camp this year. I'll be in for that. Just the things he can bring and show these kids from truly a higher end perspective for basketball is mind-boggling. Some of the stuff I'm like, I never really thought of that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. I think our basketball is going to be fantastic. We implemented a volleyball program this year. We're going to do a camp summer, and the people I have involved in that are just outstanding. I can't say enough good things about them. I think that one will fill up too. It's going to be limited to 32 registrations on that one, so I have a feeling that'll be at capacity just because our program's been so good. But they all fill up. They're all great. That's the thing. The Y camps, they're all good. I don't care what genre you're going into, whether it's science, sports, art. Like, they're just so well done.
Yeah.
And the support staff around them are great.
Dedicated, motivated individuals. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what you need to lead these things. Mm-hmm. Molly, what kind of activities are we going to see in the backyard camps this year?
Oh, man. We have some really great partners that I worked with last year for camp. So Rooted in Wyoming was amazing. Yeah. They were absolutely fantastic. They took us up to the Fifth Street Greenhouse. And we did like some vermiculture classes with them. We got to see what the hydroponics were like. So we got to do a lot with them and hoping to partner again. So another one was the Natural History Museum out at the college. Not a lot of people know about that. And Tom is amazing. He's their new director and he had us out there.
He's so excited.
He is. He's so passionate.
I love it. Yeah.
I love going and seeing him. He gets the kids so excited about it. So we've done some things with them. We would love to have them come out and teach some classes, go on maybe some excursions. I also have had conversations with Art Orr. He used to be a science teacher up at the high school, and he came out and did Take It Outside camp last year with us and took us on some crazy, crazy adventures in our blue bus. And so we're hoping to do that again this year during Rodeo Week. So, yeah, great partners.
When you watching these kids in these camps, what would you say they're really picking up as an experience? And I mean, we talked about like teamwork and things like that in sports, but you also get kind of that camaraderie aspect within camps, don't you?
There is. We have seen the kids, like when we take them to the Natural History Museum, they, even the ones who are like, oh, you know, maybe I'm not as into that, or like going up and being like, well, what are we going to actually learn at the greenhouse? We get it in there and the kids, it's like infectious.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are like, oh my gosh, did you see this? Come over here and look at this. And they get their friends involved. And next thing you know, there's 10 kids instead of just the two that originally were over, you know, by the hydroponics pond. Or we did some stuff with the Bighorn Museum. Carrie, the new director out there, she's brought in a bunch of exhibits to us at the YMCA's after school program. And I mean, they've gotten to do things like look at the arrowheads, and there's a group that goes and does that. And seeing them all just get excited about old games, like from the early 1800s, like playing hoop games together.
Wouldn't that be great to see a kid running down the street with a wooden hoop and a stick? Like, you know, that would just blow my mind.
No Nintendo Switches. We're just going to go and play these hoops, and this is going to be what we're going to do for the next hour. And
kids will be kids.
Older to younger, like the younger kids are learning from the older kids who are just picking it up and playing marbles. I mean, that was so funny to watch them playing marble games. But they love it. They all just really enjoy it. Even last year when we were doing crafts, I mean, they were learning how to do the old lizard keychains. Do you remember those from the 90s?
Yes, I do. Yes,
like we brought that back and they thought that was the neatest thing. So pony beads and paracord was like amazing last year and they all loved it.
And I bet that's great to see,
you know,
and to watch these kids kind of build their own little community around experience and knowledge. Yeah.
You go back to analog and you see how much they actually enjoy getting away from technology and like teaching each other things and learning. And
what I think is so great, they might not even know, you know, what going back to analog could mean to them until they are standing there with their bag full of marbles.
They love it.
And they're looking to get some more. You know, we used to play marbles during recess all the time when I was a kid. And, oh, you knew the kids that were good because they showed up at that big Crown Royal back. You know, just absolutely full of marbles. Okay, I am running out of time with you, but one thing that I did want to cover, you're also looking for staff to help out with these camps. I know there's a lot of great folks out there who are looking to give their time and experience this. A lot of these things. So what do they need to do?
So I have postings on the YMCA's website for job opportunities. I am looking for someone who is passionate this summer about helping me become a camp coordinator. So there's someone that needs to be over 21 years old, preferably have had a driver's license for over 5 years so that they can help me with transportation. But it's a really great opportunity for them to help me with planning, coordinating with the kids, not just like a counselor level, which I need those as well. But someone who really wants to maybe work with youth in the future, maybe they see themselves, you know, going into a career in teaching or education, or maybe they want to be a camp director someday. This is a good jumping off point. So someone who's passionate about that might want to see that.
Are most of these kind of temporary for the summer, part-time work? So like college students coming back, maybe someone in child development.
Yeah. So a lot of the times in the past when we used to have resident camp, that coordinator position used to be just a seasonal one. So anybody coming back from college is a great opportunity for them to jump into that role.
All right. You can find all of that at the YMCA website. Guys, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me today. It's an absolute pleasure to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Floyd.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Wild Performing Arts and Education Center. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
This is Maureen Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
And I'm Nicole Pierce. Buying a home just got more affordable.
With the Mortgage Rate Relief Program, qualified buyers may receive an interest rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean lower monthly payments on your primary residence.
If your household income qualifies, we'll walk you through everything.
Call us for all the details at First Federal Bank and Trust or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, helping you get home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness. It's March, the days are longer, and I'm craving something fresh.
Tommy, hi, then you need Teriyaki Madness. Grilled, made-to-order chicken, steak, tofu, salmon, crisp veggies, your choice of rice or noodles, all built fresh just the way you like it.
Flavor that wakes you up faster than a Wyoming spring wind.
Exactly. Big portions, bold flavors, and healthier options that actually taste amazing.
Now that's something to get excited about.
Stop in today and taste the difference.
Teriyaki Madness. Fresh, fast, and made just for you.
Dreaming of green grass, sunny days, and long drives down the fairway? So are we. Get ready for the 2026 season at Kendrick Golf Course. Rates are extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Sheridan's best golf value. Take advantage of preseason discounts and save even more. Discounted Pass is now on sale at City Hall or online at SheridanWY.net through March 31st. Yep, the grass will be greening up before you know it. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Hi, this is Dan Marshall with Captain Clean. We are Northern Wyoming's premier cleaning service. Carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, oriental rug cleaning, water and fire damage restoration, mold remediation, upholstery cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, hardwood floor cleaning, and much, much more. Nobody cleans like we do. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable solutions for healthy living.
We clean more for you.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Update your living spaces with new flooring. Mohawk laminate floors are durable and easy to install, making them perfect for active households. Enjoy the look and feel of wood flooring with Mohawk Inspirations waterproof laminate flooring on sale now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Remember when your mom used to say, "Eat those vegetables, stop pushing them around on your plate," and then you hid them in your napkin? And now your doctor says the word "regular" like it's a rare event? Well, you need the health-given stuff you can only get at the Health Nut. Aisle after aisle of supplements, vitamins and minerals, and an all-natural soup, salad, and smoothie bar, as well as a health food grocery and gift shop. So get good with the world. Be happy when you get healthy. And that starts at the Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
This public service announcement brought to you by Atlas Chiropractic. Your healing begins when you pick up the phone.
The IRS and the AARP Tax Aid Foundation have partnered with the Hub on Smith to offer free tax preparation and assistance. To make an appointment, please call 672-2240. You will then get a return call to finalize the appointment, so be sure to answer. You will be asked to pick up a packet prior to your appointment, and we have a team of IRS certified volunteers happy to assist you.
Izzy,
Alexa,
Sunshine,
Dorothy,
good girl, MAGA,
B2, come on everybody, let's herd up.
Okay, ladies, there's a lot of people counting on you, so let's get out there and have some calves.
We're back with round two of Shorty's Countdown to Calving. There are 9 chances for you to pick the date you think each cow will have her calf. If you pick the right date, you could win a $50 prize. Play round two of Shorty's Countdown to Calving on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat. We are proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and for our second part this morning, we're joined by YO Performing Arts and Education Center Executive Director, Aaron Butler. Good morning. Welcome back, my friend.
Good morning.
And you're looking great.
Thanks so much.
You've got an event tonight. What's your event?
It's a donor appreciation.
Oh, fantastic.
Evening. Yeah. So
that's great.
It's really fun. We can't do what we do without the support of our donors. So we're going to give them back just a tiny bit.
It's a little bit of a celebration for their generosity. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. How has attendance been at the YO? I think I asked you this when I was talking with Dan about the upcoming play. But
yeah.
How's it been? With the weather as nice as it is, are you starting to see, do you see more people come out for events?
Strangely less. So attendance for She Loves Me, the co-production that, of course, Dan, you referenced, was not nearly as full as we had hoped.
Yeah.
And I think there's a number of reasons for that, but one of them might be the weather.
People being outside.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time at the YO, like, guessing why people are coming or not coming, or if they will come, or why they haven't come yet. So, it's all a guess, but that's my guess. It might have something to do with that. And I think, too, the show was really wonderful, and perhaps people just aren't used to the length.
Yeah.
You know, like, when it was written, that's what you did. That was your entertainment. That's how you saw people.
That was TV, right?
Yeah, that was exactly. And that has changed so much in our world. So it's hard to imagine, like, taking that amount of time out of your evening for a lot of people, you know?
God, you know, Aaron, that brings up kind of a whole nother subject, but since you opened that can of worms, I'm going to dive right into it, my friend. You've got, people have so many options.
Yeah.
It's incredible to think about, like, when I was a kid, I had three channels, if the president was on,
right,
you're not doing anything.
Right.
So now, I had a friend of mine ask me, if, you know, hey, you remember this TV show?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I haven't sat down and watched conventional television probably since 2008.
Wow.
I mean, that's a really long time.
Yeah.
There's just so much more out there.
Everyone's attention is being pulled in lots of different directions. There's so many options, as you say. And I don't know if this is true, but it feels like people are just busier.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are, like, the kids stuff. There's so many options for youth or young people. And I think they want to do it all and, you know, all these things. So, it's for sure. There's a lot of options. We hope to stay relevant and we hope we are offering things that people want to see. And mostly that's true, I think.
Well, and like you get shows in here.
Yeah.
You know, at the YO that I would expect to see in much bigger cities, you know, the amount of talent that you get on that stage and the amount of talent that we have here.
Totally.
I think is just probably one of the big jewels in the crown that we have here in Sheridan. But it often makes me wonder, you know, if the competition that's out there, how theater will really survive. You know, is this, some people might even see it as like a niche thing, you know, where it's like, well, theater people go to theater. But I think every single performance that I've ever gone to, when it comes to a play or anything like that, I end up having the time of my life.
Oh, for sure.
And I see such amazing talent within these individuals that I see on the street every day or that I have in here and I get to talk to. And then they just become this other person. And it kind of just blows my mind a little bit. It inspires me.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything about it yet, but boy, it inspires me.
Well, we'll be waiting when you're ready.
It's just, you know, are those conversations being had mm-hmm. among the board and the leaders of theater within the community?
I think to a degree, yes. You know, every time we produce a show, and so essentially we have three a year that we do, the fall premiere, the co-production, and then the youth musical. There's lessons to take away from all of those experiences. It'll be interesting, you know, so the premiere this year coming up in October will be Anything Goes, the revised 2022 version, which we're very excited about. I wonder if people, if the appeal for this show is going to be based on the show or the people, or it's a little dated is the wrong word, but it's an older musical, right? It's sort mm-hmm. of like in that classical vein, not unlike She Loves Me and Hello Dolly, and even Music Man that Ace in the Hole did. And so are there too many of those recently? Should we be trying to do something more? You know, it's, these are the things that we like always wonder about, but I don't know. You just keep doing it and hope people come and have a good time.
You've always got those classics, right? Like with the musicals and things mm-hmm. and murder mysteries.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Those are always fun.
For sure.
Kind of half tongue in cheek comedies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did a production of, and then there was one when I was in junior
yes.
high. Yes,
Agatha Christie.
I played the rock star character on that one, and that was fun to do. But, I mean, like, you've got all these classic plays that you can bring in, and you know, the individuals who love to see that stuff, boy, right. They're the first in line all the time.
Yep.
When you're, because I've seen you do it when you're looking at your audience. Mm. Are you seeing younger faces? Or are you seeing the same folks all the time? Not that you don't appreciate them.
Sure. So interestingly, this is a good question. We, the board and the staff, we put together we updated our 5-year strategic plan. So that was about a year ago, and maybe two. Anyway, one of the bullet points on that plan, or one of the, say, strategic goals, is to increase attendance by folks that are slightly younger, right? So that 30 to 50. So our programming this season, with that in mind, we have tried to program it in a way that appeals to, of course, all ages, always. It's always what we want to do. But there have been a few events that we've strategically placed for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
One coming up actually is Hare and Tortoise, because of the family element. And of course, folks in that age range usually have kids. So that's one of the ways that we're trying to get them to come to the theater.
Because that can also prevent them from coming to the theater.
Well, exactly.
You know, what are we going to do with the kids?
Yep.
Do we need a babysitter? Yep. Well, that's expensive as heck now.
Do we have time? Is it something we really want to spend our money on? As you said, but for sure, events like the Fly Fishing Film Festival, right?
Oh, sells out every
year. Sells out every year, yeah, which is amazing and so wonderful. And that tends to be a younger crowd. So, yes, we see them. We see those folks not as often as maybe we'd like. But I think there is definitely a generation of people that are attending more often.
Mm.
Yeah.
Once somebody gets in there,
yeah,
right. We're gonna go to another one. We're gonna go to another one. Yeah, I could totally see.
Yeah,
I didn't attend mm-hmm. a lot of plays, mm-hmm. you know, outside of going to the school because your kid's in the production or maybe made some of the backdrop. But I started going to plays here, and there's a bit of bug that you get bit by.
Oh yeah.
There's something different about being in the theater and watching live theater.
Yeah.
It's unique. Mm-hmm. It's very special.
Mm-hmm.
And we have such, you know, an amazing array of talent. And I've seen productions from, you know, the majority of individuals, the theater troupes and companies that we've got here.
Yeah.
And it's great to see. So, folks, if you've never been, I really would suggest that you head on down. Attend a play. Really pay attention. See it for what it is. Look at the talent, these everyday people that you see coming out and doing fantastic things. I mean, I've been knocked out of my seat before by a voice that I, where did that come from? It shocks you. So let's talk about some of these things. Now, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
The kids are coming together. This one's pretty special. I really like this program, the Middle School Drama Club, YO Play, A Night Under the Stars.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is such a great program, as you mentioned, Floyd. It's our partnership with School District 1. So we work with both the Ranchester-Dayton community and the Bighorn community. Cast a show in January. And come together now. Now's the time. Bring those separate casts together on the YO stage to perform a full play. So they're all learning pieces of it separately. And then they come in for a week and put it all together and get to meet one another and enjoy one another's company and sort of like have this camaraderie, which is really cool. And then, of course, the audiences are combined as well. So it's a great... I'm excited to see the show, Night Under the Stars. It's a little longer than some of our others, which is really cool. It means that I don't know, the students are starting to advance, maybe? I don't know.
Kids are getting braver.
Yeah.
Kids are getting braver.
Yeah, and they're so... It's so funny. We just had our first rehearsal on the stage on Monday, and boy, was it rowdy. I, like, walked by. I'm like, is everything okay? They're just... There's so many nerves and the things they knew suddenly they forget immediately because they're on stage and it's very exciting, but also very nervous. And anyway, it's going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, I can see in your face. You remember feeling that when you were a kid.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
I still do that. I walk on that stage and before a show and I'm like,
Big breath. Now, one you mentioned before, this one's great for the whole family. And it's Sunday, 4 p.m., March 8th, The Hare and the Tortoise.
Yep. Hare and Tortoise is this really wonderful. One of my favorite children's theater companies from the UK. They're called Tutti Frutti. And they are so imaginative. And one of the things I really love about their performances is that they always have an element of music.
Yeah.
And it's not just music like people singing. It's like people playing instruments. You know, the actors are playing the instruments and they're coming up with these great lyrics and everything that's on stage becomes something else in terms of a prop. And it's anyway, it's really delightful. And it is for all ages. And if you have young kids, this is such a great way to introduce them to the theater and they're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bright, it's cheerful, there's music, there's like funny costumes. It's only an hour.
There you go. It's only an hour. Yeah.
So this Sunday at 4 p.m. Again, if your kids are little, I have people ask me, are my kids too young? And I'm like, absolutely no.
Yeah.
You know, if they can, I mean, maybe three might be a little young, but
they're still going to love it.
They're still going to love it.
Yeah.
They're gonna, and if they hate it, I think they'll have a blast. So
they'll be able to actually see like a lot of the things that they're watching on TV are going to be taking place right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, I'm running out of time. This is real quick. Spicy Pickles featuring Hannah Rodriguez.
Yeah. Well, I would love to talk about that, but really what I want to talk about is the benefit ball.
Okay, let's talk about the benefit ball. If we can do that. Yep, move on.
Because that is our fundraiser. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, Saturday, March 21st. It's at the Shrine Auditorium. This is an opportunity for people in town to come dance. Dance to live music, and not just a local live band. Not that that group isn't great, but you've heard them before. These are professional musicians that tour around the country, and this is your only opportunity to do that in Sheridan. So please come support the YO. That's Saturday, March 21st. The group that's playing is called Jukebox Saturday Night. And they'll be performing all sorts of music from the 40s to the 60s. So you want to cut a rug? Support the YO. This is your way to do it. You could buy a table. We do have tables available. Of course, the usual fundraising fair, which is live auctions and silent auctions and all that stuff. But really, the fun part is the dancing.
Absolutely.
So
now, want to see too biased here, but I attended one of these, and
yeah.
my
oh,
wife
yeah, that's
and I
right.
danced. Quite
it was so
a bit.
Fun, wasn't it?
It was so fun. Is this gonna kind of be a suit and tie type of deal, or just show up however you'd like to?
Well, you know, however you'd like, of course. But this is a fun opportunity to dress up if you'd like. The themes, we're sort of like theming it like a sock hop.
Oh,
right.
Cool.
So
yeah.
like a 50s sock hop. So if you were inspired to dress in the theme, you know, that's super encouraged, which people do.
Show up as a greaser.
You bet. You bet. Get out your, you know, pedal pushers or your, right?
Poodle skirts.
Poodle skirts. Yep. So it'll be a fun night. And again, this is our sole fundraiser of the year. So we do so many events.
Yeah.
But this is the one that doesn't matter most, but it does matter a lot.
Yeah, it really helps support the other ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I will say that last time I was there, I love the fact that it was the Shrine.
Yeah.
You and I talked about that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Used to hold these there at the theater, but you know what? Mm-hmm. All this great music and nobody could...
Nobody can dance.
Nobody could dance.
No, I mean, unfortunately, that's sort of the drawback of the WIO is you can't get up and move very easily.
Yeah.
And if you do, you're distracting other people. So this is like such a great way to enjoy the sounds and move your body and bring your partner. And I know a few people who have been practicing all year.
Oh, that's fantastic. They want to get up there and actually put on a show
They're
themselves.
Ready.
That's great to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I will admit I'm one of those people. I'm like, well, I can't really dance. You know, but
doesn't matter.
But you got to.
And you can. I mean.
You know, get up and do it.
Just move.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
One more time. When's that happening, my friend?
Saturday, March 21st at the Shrine Auditorium. Tickets are at yotheater.com. Again, we do still have tables available. So table seat 8. And this is sort of like a way to guarantee, not guarantee seating. You're going to be able to sit down. But this is a way to guarantee like sitting with your friends and your people. And anyway, it's a really fun night. So.
And all this money is going to a fantastic cause.
Mm-hmm.
The YO Performing Arts and Education Center does so much for the community, does so much for the arts within the community. That place has gone from just being, and forgive me if I say this, just being a theater.
Sure.
I didn't really mean that. But now it is this major hub of activity in
mm-hmm.
arts. There's kids, there's performers coming and going all
oh,
the
man.
Time. Major hub.
Yeah.
Aaron, I've run out of time with you, my friend. I greatly appreciate you.
Yeah.
You look
thank
fantastic.
You. Oh,
you look
thank
ready
you.
For the show tonight.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the thing.
And I hope everything goes well, my friend. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse, 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know there's a gemstone that's almost invisible when placed in water? Legend says it came from the treasure chests of mermaids, and sailors once carried it as a lucky charm to protect them at sea. It's aquamarine. The gemstone for March. With its calming ocean blue color, it's a beautiful way to celebrate a birthday or to welcome spring. Discover unique aquamarine jewelry at Legacy Diamond and Gems, where expert bench jewelers can create the piece that tells your story. Visit 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Stop by the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show for some fresh ideas, March 13th through the 15th at the Sheridan Ramada Plaza. Enter to win a $1,000 certificate to Landon's Greenhouse or purchase a raffle ticket from a home builder member for a $6,000 10-foot by 12-foot garden shed donated by Blowdorn Lumber, with proceeds going to Sheridan College construction technology students. Or cornhole boards built by the Buffalo High School